adventures of Jimmy Again, we return to Jimmy Allen's Air Adventures. The attempt to solve the murder of Quackenbush, passenger on Jimmy's plane, has taken Jimmy and Steve Robertson to strange places. The boys are convinced that in order to clear up the mystery, they must find the mysterious old sea captain Ezra Whitcomb. Two other men, Black Pete and Digger Dawson, are also searching for Whitcomb. For what reason, the boys do not know, but they believe Pete and Dawson will be able to locate Whitcomb. They hide on the Golden Star, which is sailing to meet Dawson. As the schooner feels its way through the fog-laden New York Harbor, the boys are confronted by a mysterious stranger. He proves to be Dick Butterfield, a federal agent who has shipped as a sailor on the Golden Star under orders of Haley, G-man in charge of the Quackenbush case. Leaving Jimmy and Steve hidden in the supply room of the schooner, Butterfield is just going back to his duties when he is jumped upon by the rascally captain who beats him unmercifully for shirking his work. It is now later that night. Jimmy and Steve are still hidden in the supply room, behind a pile of spare sails.
I wonder how far out we are now.
Oh, I haven't the faintest idea, Jim. I don't even know what time it is.
You can find that out if they run to light a match.
I don't think it's that important. Time is a rumor, Steve, right now.
It's been quite a while since the murder started.
Yeah. I imagine they kept it on the ship beyond Sandy Hook.
I wonder where in the world this boat is.
I haven't the slightest notion about that either. Hey, wait a second. I have an idea.
What is it?
I've got a small pocket compass that they've carried around for a long time. I don't know how accurate it is, but we can take a look at it.
Stop, stand up.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm going to look at it. Yeah. Yeah, here. Here, I got it. Light a match, don't you?
Sure. I got one over
there. Well, this one is so small, you can hardly see the point of it.
According to your compass, we're headed southeast. We must be going across the Atlantic Ocean.
I'll say, we're a couple of dumbbells, Jim. This doesn't mean a thing. At least, not until we check it after a while.
Oh, sure, I get it. This is a sailing vessel. You can't always go exactly in the direction you want.
And certainly, you're a single room, and there's a thick wind blowing.
All right, let's see what it's like. Listen to that. I think so. Sounded like a bell.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
12 o'clock here. But I can check it by letting another man.
No, no, don't do that. We better save our match.
Let's get back to that signal we were going to
do. All right. What's on your mind?
We're heading southeast and we're heeled over on our short track. That means that the wind is coming from about the southwest.
The talking to those, Jim. Either that or south-southwest or west-southwest.
Now then. After he's still on this track for a while, he'll probably come around and start tacking in the westerly direction.
I'm sure he got near there. What makes you think he'll do that?
No, for this reason. Obviously, if he intended to go across the Atlantic, he could breeze around almost before the wind.
Oh, good, Jim. He isn't alone, maybe. There's a sooner this, maybe in the westerly direction, once he comes around the next time. We'll be certain our course is within 10 degrees of south.
What do you reckon?
Headed south, huh? Now, where in the world can West keep this going?
I don't have any plan, Steve. Bermuda, Bahrain Islands, Cuba, Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah,
I'm certainly on a wide berth. Uh-oh. Ship coming around the other path.
I'm sure it's all right. Look, here it is. Here it is, sail flat.
Yeah. It'll take a little while for the ship to get straightened out on the new course. Then we'll take a peek and get at the compass.
Well, I'd give a lot to know what's going on over the captain's cabin.
You ready, Jarvis? You suppose it'll be safe to sneak up on deck?
Well, we don't think we're going to get a chance, sir. One of the ones on the deck will probably get a lookout in the bow, and the helmsman. The Butterfield will probably be a fire information.
I wonder where in the world that keep the chance of me to go back.
Yeah, I'd like to know that myself. Might be off the Jersey coast. Might be almost anything.
Maybe he intends to put in some cool report if it's dark enough.
I imagine that's what he intends to do.
Well, I think someone's coming.
I'm on the hunting trail. We can't take any chances.
How are you, boys? All right?
Yes. Yes, we're all right, Murphy. How about you?
Well, I could feel better. The captain didn't give me much good when he cut me down here.
Oh, I don't care who you are. I'd like to put a good stock at him.
Yeah, I'd like to myself. But I couldn't this time. If I had, it might have been all up to me and you, too.
And you realize that in a few words. You took a beating for us, or you brought us here yourself. Is that too bad?
Oh, I'm all right. I've got a black eye, and my brother's here. He was too good. Oh, I'll get along.
They were wondering how soon you'd been down here.
Well, I couldn't before. I was on the last walk. I just fell off the lead belt.
Oh, it's a little after 12 o'clock, is it?
Yeah. Part of the captain's back seat there. We were sitting in the ship's cabin most of the evening, same as that. I tried to hear what they were talking about, but I couldn't get close enough.
Where are we headed? You know that about this?
No, I don't. I know about the course of Ireland. What our destination is, well, we'll go for a good time.
What direction are we taking now?
West.
Then that means that our course is about south or south? Southwest.
Well, how did you know that? We were headed southeast a little while ago, so we figured it out. Well, as you know, we were headed southeast in the morning. The sea's got a little pocket compass.
Oh, I see.
Not sure yet, but the weather is happening soon, about to
be. I haven't got the slightest idea. The rest of the crew think we're on our way to the West Indies, and I have my doubts about that.
We may be on our way to the West Indies, but Black Chief and the captain are going to meet Mr. Dawson, either there or on the way.
Yes, I've overheard nothing of that. Oh, I've forgotten for a moment. But then you see this. I was wondering how soon you'd ask about that. I couldn't get much. I got some hard pack and salt pork in the pocket.
You're just thankful for things.
Oh, boy, I'll say. I'm so hungry, I can stand it in front of this rope.
Well, I'll go and get a can of water in a few minutes.
I guess you're saying nothing if we use this rope first.
Some coveted crew is on board. I raised the rope. Heaven knows, including myself.
That's right. And the captain and Black Chief make 10.
That's right. Now the moon and I are here, and there's 12 days on board.
The moon and the couple days over, and the returns and the season, it'll be a bad thing for this ship to be picked up.
Why? That's what I thought you wanted.
And you can't solve this case without getting a hold of Vicar Dawson and Hickman.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. We're afraid that if Black Chief and Captain are working, we'll never find Dawson and Hickman. Ready? What exactly? We've got to get all these men together. This case is going to be cleaned up, and we know that. Bad. You know what I did a couple of hours ago?
No, what?
Well, I got to the wireless tech. I sent an agent to the Coast Guard. We got boats out all over the area looking for him. You have to shame. They stopped me in the sky, found my own everything.
You couldn't lift the wire set again and send another message,
could you? That's going to be pretty tough now. This isn't my work. I guess they'll see me around and they'll look at it in the mirror. If you stand here tonight, that means you're going right toward them. And that's what this is bad. There's probably several Coast Guard ships on the way for the tunnel.
Right. Why don't you see if you can get us that wire? And see if it is. Get covered from there and find them all. Tell them to see if you can put it in the envelope and let them know where they are.
Well, I'll do my best. You know, I'm actually like a puff of fresh air. And if you think it will be all right to get some part of the companionway for a few minutes, there is that. I think it will be. There are only two men on the deck now, and I'll look out and plan it to you.
Yes, there's plenty of bars up there to boot.
I think it will be all right. Come on. Okay. Let's go. What about the one on the deck? Stay here. I'll give you a cup of water, and I'll try to get the wire.
Now, sweet that was. Federal Agent Butterfield almost ruined things, but he made amends. Jimmy Allen's next story of adventure is full of thrill. Don't miss it.
The program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System. Thank you.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.